It was Easter night, and millions of Americans tuned into Jesus. Well, it was actually several years ago when the Bible miniseries was on cable TV. Except this time, AD, The Bible Continues, was on a major network. I happened to be one of those millions who was watching on Easter, plunged into the world-changing events of that first Good Friday and Easter, and I couldn't help but connect it to a touching Facebook post that I saw on Good Friday about a bookstore visit that a dear Native American friend had with her young grandson, who she calls Handsome. Don't you love it? Handsome spotted a painting that really got his attention. It was Jesus nailed to the cross. And he went straight to it, and he said, with passion in his voice, that's how his grandma put it, "Grandma, look, can we buy it? It's the last one. If we don't buy it, someone else will get it." Here's what our friend wrote. "Today is Good Friday, the day Jesus died on the cross for me. How could I not buy the picture for Handsome?" Well, I'll tell you, that picture of that little boy hugging that painting is tattooed in my mind. It occurred to me the little guy was onto something. I'm Ron Hutchcraft. I want to have a word with you today about your personal AD. You know what I think the little boy had? I think he had the idea you need to make Jesus yours while you can. Not because there's a limited supply, but because that ultimate spiritual opportunity will not always be there. Jesus described that opportunity this way in Revelation 3:20. "Look, I stand at the door and knock. If you hear my voice and open the door, I will come in." If I hadn't already opened the door to Jesus, I think watching that TV reminder of his awful death might just have done it. Looking there and realizing that that price he paid in part was to rescue me from the death penalty for what I've done against him, for my sins. In the Bible's powerful words, "He loved me and gave himself for me." I suspect a lot of us have felt that knock on the door, that tugging in our heart, maybe many times. But just like that little Native boy realized, it's important to grab Jesus while you can, because we never know when our heart's going to beat for the last time. And we will suddenly in a moment be on the brink of eternity. Or because we have reached the spiritual point of no return. There is one the Bible calls the hardening of your heart. Ignoring Jesus knocking so many times, you just don't hear him anymore. The Bible has this warning, and it is our word for today from the Word of God. It's from Hebrews 4, verse 7, and who knows, it might have your name on it today. "Today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts." You know, there seems to be one other especially disturbing way that we can miss Jesus, one that can make postponing Jesus life's biggest mistake. "Call on him while he is near," the Bible says. Which suggests he won't always be near. Jesus said, "No one can come to me unless the Father draws them to me." I got to come to Jesus, not when I'm ready, but when he's ready. When I, quote, hear his voice. If you feel that tugging, if you hear his voice inside, he's ready. It's time. You see, Ron, I've never gotten this settled. Well, then let's get this done today. Would you reach out with all the faith you can and say, "Jesus, I'm yours"? Would you tell him that in your heart? Tell him that out loud if you can. In fact, I'd urge you to come to our website. It's all about securing your personal relationship with Jesus and securing your eternity. It's anewstory.com. Please check it out, anewstory.com. I remember the day I heard that voice, and I opened the door. Changed my life forever and my eternal destination. Moving from the emptiness of life without Jesus to the amazingness of life with him. And moving from BC without Christ, before Christ, to my personal AD.
Thank you so much for listening to A Word With You with Ron Hutchcraft. God bless you.